Hey, Monty.
Brody.
What do you call two blokes out for dinner wearing masks?
I don't know. What do you call them?
COVID mandate.
That's very good. And welcome back to the Good Always podcast. I'm your host, Monty. And I'm here with my guest for today, Brody.
You're an idiot.
Brody, that is one of... One of the better jokes we've had. That is funny stuff.
Thanks.
I'm still laughing at that one. And look, welcome back to the Good Always podcast. We are back in the studio not too long after the most recent episode.
Just shy of a month.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, I thought it was... Okay, anyway.
Well,
it seems like a short amount of time because we're so busy in between, obviously. Anyway, welcome back. Thank you for joining us again. And thank you for listening again. Brody, how are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm very good. Beautiful day today.
Mm-hmm. As we always say.
Genuinely is. Once again, I think we've done this before, but it is. It's a nice 30 degrees outside.
Oh, it's,
very stunning. Minimal cloud coverage and a nice easterly, I think. I don't know.
You got nothing about wind.
Not a clue. How are you?
You didn't really answer the question. You just talked about weather for 5 minutes, but I'm good. I'm feeling good, I'm also enjoying the 30 degree weather with I'd say almost a southeasterly.
Copycat.
No, I'm feeling really good. Been pretty busy this morning, been sort of all over the place, but I'm excited to sort of just slow down for a moment and have a chat, as we do.
That's the aim of this, whatever it is we've got going on here.
It's just two guys chatting a mandate with...
Yes. We're not wearing masks. We don't have to wear masks.
No, we don't.
At this point in time. At the point of recording, we don't have to
wear masks. Never know what's going to change between now and release, though.
Well, I'm hoping to have it released today.
Well,
but by the time you listen to it, it could be a serious mandate that we have to wear masks all the time. We'll see. Anyway, what have we got planned for today, Monty? Because I'm feeling as though we've got sweet Fanny Adams...
Say Fanny Adams. That's not a real thing. I mean, FA?
Pretty sure it is.
Anyway, we've got... What do you mean? We've never got FA. That's a thing. You know, whenever we come down and we sit down and we have nothing planned to talk about, that's sort of the whole point of this podcast, isn't it?
Pretty much. We just roll.
We just roll with it and we have a chat. Look, the first thing I want to talk about, this is something we talked about nay a year ago, Brody.
Sorry, I've just looked up.
What are you doing? Fanny Adams.
Yeah, the history of the saying sweet Fanny Adams.
It's not a real thing, is it?
It is. It essentially means sweet nothing, but the expression sweet Fanny Adams was coined in 1869 by sailors in the Royal Navy, who's macabre. Is it macabre?
Yep,
thank you.
Not macabre.
Macabre. They're macabre. The macabre humour likened the contents of their tin meat to Fanny's remains.
Jesus.
And I think by reading this article, we could go down a real rabbit hole. It seems grim.
Horrible. I thought it was like, you know, when you say sweet FA.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And that's a nicer way to say it.
Correct. Yeah,
that's it really isn't.
Banking on. Nope.
Okay. Well, thanks for introducing me to a new saying.
No worries. I'm going to I'll look at the history of that one a bit later. It might give me nightmares.
Don't do it at night time. Look, first thing I want to talk about is, as I was saying when you were busy researching.
Yes, I wasn't listening to you. What did you say?
I know. It's a topic that we talked about, you know, this time last year. What?
I know what it is.
The idea of New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what we said about it last year. I don't know if our opinions have changed.
Well, let's get it up.
Yeah, you know what? Let's have a listen to what we said last year.
But yeah, just sort of been really focusing on my health and my New Year's resolution is that I'm not going to have fast food for the whole year. Like I said to you the other day, had started going to the gym again and doing different things to keep active and I think in like 11 days I had lost 4 kilos and I'm still not sure whether that was a healthy move or not. I'm feeling pretty good.
That's great. As long as you're feeling good, I think that's what matters most.
Yeah. Hopefully there's no doctors listening to this one.
I don't think that's our main clientele, not going to lie.
Okay, that's a shame.
Maybe though.
Yeah.
Any doctors, write in. Good Always podcast at outlook.com.
So yeah, what about you? What's your resolution?
I don't really... Well, that's the thing. I don't really
tend to set resolutions. I don't seem to do very well with New Year's resolutions. I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah, fair enough. I think that's probably a common trend for a lot of people as well. And I think it's actually unrealistic to be setting a 4-year plan.
And for me, the first step was sort of realizing that it doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Like, I just keep people always ask you around, you know, January, what is your New Year's resolution? I always used to sort of make one up or try think of one rapidly and then never sticking to it. So for me, the first thing is saying, oh, I haven't set one.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
Yeah. So there shouldn't be any pressure to set one either.
No, well, no, exactly.
Because you can start it whenever you want it.
Mm. Like, yeah, for me, I think the first step is to realise whether or not that's something that does work for you.
Yeah, I just set a smart goal. So talking about wanting to get better.
Yeah.
And it's not a New Year's resolution, but it's just something I want to do.
Tell me.
I want to get better at quizzes.
Yeah. Wow, a lot to unpack there in that little segment. There's a lot more content to talk about than I thought in that.
Yeah. Wow, we can base our episode over that little segment. That's
just
great.
A little review of something. That. First, I mean, where do we start?
Should we start with...
Hold on, before we start talking about...
Okay, no, let's not start. Yeah, that
you know
be
what
silly.
I'm going to ask the...
Silly, Brody. Well,
that's sort of what I was thinking.
Bad boy.
The way that we even just interact with each other is so different from
a
year ago. So caring and thoughtful and... Yeah, I agree. You know what? You're so right.
Yeah, listening back and you're like, well, the first thing was that, realising that it doesn't work for me. And in that, I was like, yeah. And then sitting here, I was like, well, obviously, the first step is acceptance, idiot.
Oh, I'm really glad that we've grown as a podcast.
Me
too.
That's great. So.
Yeah.
Wow. New Year's resolutions.
Wow.
Let's before we talk about the stupid... shit coming out of my mouth. Let's talk about what you said. You said you had a few resolutions.
I did, yeah. Yeah.
The first one, Brody, is you said that you were going to do no fast food for the year.
Mm.
So before we even talk about the resolutions for this year, what does that look like for you?
It was having no...
Do you remember you set that?
Yeah. Yeah, I set that. I actually set that in the December of 2020.
Mm.
Because I remember I was in Busselton and I pulled into the Macca's in Busselton and I'm like, ooh, might grab myself a McRib. And then I was like, this is gross. And then, from there I was like, yeah, cool. I'm not going to have Macca's, KFC, Hungry Jack's.
Red Rooster's fine.
I can't remember what the actual thing. But most of the drive-through fast food places.
If it's done in.
Done in, yep. Give me short order or two sacks or whatever it is.
And have you stuck to that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, did. Yeah. Which is interesting because I literally mentioned to you about 10 minutes ago that this morning I woke up with this hankering for the KFC tenders.
Interesting.
And I could I could taste it in my mouth.
Wow.
And I just remember how gross it was. But I was like, oh, gee,
it's really...
But I haven't. Good, I'd like to point it out. I still haven't.
I'm impressed by it. I haven't even gone for like a hash brown in the morning sort of deal.
No.
Wow.
No.
Well, okay. Well done. The second one from you was going to the gym.
I have been through the Macca's drive-thru twice in the last year, but it was to get a bottle of water.
What sort of situation are you in?
Who's this dude? I can't remember. I think it might have been in a mask wearing scenario I was like, I don't want to go inside and wear a bloody mask.
That is so weird. If I was working at Macca's and someone just ordered a bottle of water, I'd assume that you're just a weirdo.
Lost the plot.
Absolutely lost the plot.
Just like a real addict that's coming back from I just need my fears.
I just need it.
Need to save in my bank account. That's the extent of it.
So weird. Anyway. Go to the gym.
And then I put the bottle in the recycling bin when I finish.
Of course. You remember that clearly, don't you?
Yep. Recycle responsibly.
Glad there was a good message out of that. Going to the gym more.
Yeah.
How's that one going?
Look.
That one's a lot less solid. One of them's a pretty clear yes or no. The other one was I'll try to get to the gym more.
Yeah, it was pretty half-assed, wasn't it? it was going really well for the start of last year.
Mm. I remember that.
And I was feeling awesome and feeling really strong. And then we hit a lockdown.
Mm.
And then that halted momentum. And then I only went back 2 weeks ago. So that was in June, I think, was that lockdown?
Wow.
Yeah,
that's...
Between June and 2 weeks ago, I had stepped foot into the gym once, and that was to renew my membership.
Good. You're back into it, sort of?
Yeah, I'm back now. Yeah.
Good.
All good. Yeah.
How regularly?
Three times.
Three times?
I've just been thrice.
No time frame on it.
But I'm also, it's not like I'm not doing anything else like I am.
No.
Also still keeping active and doing other...
Absolutely, good cricket.
Sports and activities, and cricket is on there. Yep.
Great. Okay, so that's there you go. That's one part of the news resolutions ticked off. We'll talk about next year's in a moment. Let's talk about what I said. I think
nothing.
I said absolutely nothing.
It was the biggest politician's answer I've ever seen.
Well, you know, and listening back to it now, I can't help but think it just comes probably from a place of laziness.
Yeah.
When I say, I don't set resolutions. I don't do well with a year plan. Reminds me of this joke. Who is it?
That's always a good start to a joke.
I love this. It's like when people say, I'm a bad test taker.
Mm.
It's like, oh, really? You struggle with that part where we find out what you know? Yeah, right. And, you know, as a teacher, I do understand this.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's how I feel. It's I don't really set resolutions. The reason I say that I'm bad at it is because that comes from a place of laziness, of not being able to stick to something you set for yourself.
I'm bad at it because I can't commit to it.
Yeah, so, and the fact that you were so kind to me and saying, there's a lot of people like, oh, well done, man.
It shows where we were both at in our lives as well.
Yeah, very different stage of life. And so now looking back on that, I reckon maybe some people feel that way, that's totally fine. For me, I think it's pretty lame, pretty weak to be able to not stick to something.
Lame-o.
Thanks, mate. Interesting. So there we go. And I don't do well with year long plans. Well, that's just because you're lazy and you don't want to stick to something.
Yeah.
One year ago, Monty.
You're short sighted.
Short sighted. And then just want to quickly touch on the fact that I said, any doctors get in touch? No doctors get in touch.
Yeah, because that was the I'd lost 4 kilos in 11 days.
There's no reassurance, but you're alive now. So clearly.
I am a doctor.
Yep. Okay, anyway. Let's talk about. All right. Interesting.
Mm.
We've both changed a lot in the last year.
Yes, we have.
Let's talk about what does that look like now? Where do you stand, first of all, with the idea of resolutions?
Yeah.
And what's your idea for... What's a good 2022 look like for you?
Well, I'm aiming to do like a monthly review and reset of goals. So far, it's gone great because it's January. But my goal for January was to start being more organised, which meant making sure that I was like making my bed every morning and keeping everything tidy. And I also bought a big calendar, a massive whiteboard calendar for my room, where obviously I plan out the month, but then it also breaks down the working week. Don't
care what you say here.
Working week in quotation marks for me. But Monday to Friday in like boxes down the bottom, and then like a today list on the right hand side. Kmart, $29.
Incredible.
You're welcome, Kmart. Pay me.
$29 ideally.
Yeah.
Anyway.
At least. Sold out everywhere. But it's been really good. Like, it's helped me to be really clear at the beginning of, well, at the end of each day and then the beginning of the next day.
That's good. Intention. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. To-do lists are so important.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, at the moment, it's quite a skinny to-do list.
Blow the dust off and then start
writing. Today, podcast. Journal, that's it. There's another one. There you go. The other one was journaling as well. So I bought a gratitude, empathy and mindfulness journal from the Resilience Project probably 2 years ago. Mm. And restarted using it
good.
At the beginning of the year, like day one. I ripped out all the pages from the year or the 2 years before so I could like start fresh. 6 pages came out.
Ooh.
And they weren't like six in a row. It was like one day here, like another been, one 3 months later.
You tried to start again and did a day.
Yeah. Whenever there was something that was like, if I ever had a day that was like really stressful or troubling me or something happened, that's when I would journal.
Yeah, right.
And then I remember listening to I think it was the Dylan Friends podcast where Hugh Van Collenberg was on, and he's like, the idea isn't to do it when something goes wrong, but to do it so that when something goes wrong, you're okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think this is day 14 today, which I'll fill out.
Every day?
Yeah. Which is,
do you journal at night?
Journal at night with a little bit of meditation in there, which I hate. I hate doing meditation. Sorry to all the people that suggest it, but God, I struggle with it.
The amount of times I've been told to try meditation.
Yeah.
At least you're having a crack at it. Shut up, I don't care. At least you're having a crack at it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's what's worked really well, and once again, dropping another product here, but on the Apple Watch, you can have, it actually reminds you to do mindfulness each day, or it does for me anyway. I didn't program it.
This, really?
Nope, just came up.
It's a bit freaky.
I know. They were always watching. But like, it's just like a 1 minute thing, and then you can increase it if you want to. But at the moment, you're right. Just got fleas or something.
It's an audio podcast, mate. Just keep talking.
But at the moment, it's just like a 1 minute thing, which I'm aiming to increase, you know, progressively into more time.
Well said.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That came out well.
You could talk around, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice.
So yeah, that's so far. That's been mine for this month.
And great to hear that. You know, only part of the way through, but I'm curious to hear how you go in your monthly reviews.
Yeah, I'll let you know in 2 weeks.
Great, thanks.
What about you? What's yours?
Well, yeah, I
don't give me this shit about
I don't really like doing it for you. Well, I didn't even mean to set any goals for the year. I wasn't planning on sitting down and writing out some New Year's resolutions. However, there were some things I wanted to change, and it's a good time to change things. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, it just happens to be a great time to reset.
Yeah.
So, you know, I see why people do it.
Yeah.
And I was down south, and I went just for like a little day hike, just spent the night out on the Franklin River. It's beautiful. And I just like, I had a few hours free after dinner, and I was like, I'm just going to start writing and just see where I go. I had no intention of coming up with a list of goals, but that's sort of where it went. So I wrote down sort of the things that were important to me, like my values, the things that I value, the things that are important to me. So, you know, family, friends, environmentalism, all that sort of stuff. That was my first step. And I was like, right, this is really good fun. I've never actually sat down and wrote down the things that I value. Then the next thing I did, I was like, I feel like I need to start figuring out where I'm not living these values. And so I started writing down then on the next page some of the areas that I, you know, my actions and my values weren't really matching up. And then from there, I was like, okay, I've got a really good list here. There's nothing I can really use. And so I came up roughly, for each couple of values, I came up with one thing that I could be doing better. And, you know, something achievable, something simple. I think sometimes I get a bit grandiose with goal setting. And I'm like, I set things like go to the gym for at least an hour every day. As soon as you miss that once, that throws you off. So I was like, I'm just going to come up with some things that I know I can do. Which is, you know, everyone, that's advice that people have been giving for a long time.
Yeah. Thanks, Aristotle.
Thanks, Aristotle. He came up with smart goals, I believe.
I think so.
Yeah. When he wrote his book. What's his book called again?
Smarter, Harder, Stronger.
That's it. He wrote it in collaboration with Daft Punk and Kanye West.
That's right.
And so, let me talk you through a couple of the ones I can remember.
Tell me.
First of all, and I'll talk about this in a bit more, is in regards to living the value of environmentalism and sort of that ethical side of my brain is to go vegetarian for at least the year, just to at least have a crack at that because I've never tried that before. Talk about that a bit more in a moment. I want to read every day. At first I was like, I want to read a book a week. I know, because that's what I was doing for the last 2 weeks. I've been reading a book a week.
Yeah,
I got a really thick book recently. It's been really struggling with it, and I didn't count that in.
Order of the Phoenix. That's cool.
Bible. It's called Name of the Wind. It's a good book. Nice. Fantasy. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to scrap that. I just want to read every day.
Yeah.
And that can be like 5 minutes before I go to bed. It can be 2 hours in the morning.
Yeah.
As long as I'm reading every day, I'm ticking that box of love of learning and that sort of passion. And then the other one as well, I was like, what do I do for activity? Simple stuff, just do something physical every day. And again, that can be literally a 10-minute walk around the block if I haven't done anything else that day, or it can be a proper session at the gym. So those are the three big ones for me. And there's a few other little ones that I'll keep checking in with regularly. They're in a little booklet. at home. But for me, those are the three bigger ones at the moment, just to keep myself happy. And and the other big one was to start making more choices selfishly, and just for me, which is a big one for me.
Yeah, that's so good for you.
Because I'm not very good at that. Well, no, that's one that sort of overarches all the other ones. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start being a bit more selfish and make a few more choices that benefit me.
Great.
Which is not on a lot of people's lists, I imagine. Be more selfish, but
yeah, no, I think that's great for you. Without, you know, yeah, not to come across as an attack, but you are such a people pleaser, and you make a lot of decisions based on how it's going to impact other people rather than how it's going to impact yourself. So I think if you do that this year, gee whiz, there's probably no stopping you, and I'm quite scared. But I think it's going to be super empowering for you. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah.
So that's New Year's resolutions. So, Macca, there's something I want to have a chat about, just because I saw it popped up on my feed a couple of days ago, and I sent it to you and said, I'd love to raise this. And I want to preface this discussion by saying that we are not experts.
No.
We don't know what we're talking about. That's the sort of theme of this podcast.
We should probably preface that at the beginning of every episode.
Everything we talk about. But this one in particular, I know is a highly contentious and discussed and researched issue, and something that is a real societal issue for us where we live. But I've not really ever thought about it too much. I'm not really... This is a topic. We're talking about sexual assault here, or SA, as some people might say. And we're not going to get into too much detail here. I don't want to talk too much. It's just literally one thing I want to read out and just chat about briefly. And this is a really difficult issue because we're talking about sort of the way... Look, there's a lot of defensive arguments. I know when people talk about, for example, men being sexually assaulted, I know a lot of men get quite defensive about it and get, you know, like, why do we focus on the women's stuff? And I found a really good... This thing that one of my friends shared on Instagram, I just want to read out and discuss briefly. Okay. So here's the thing it says... Men get sexually assaulted, men get abused, men have toxic gender stereotypes that they're expected to live up to. This is a problem, and I'm more than willing to have discussions about this and talk about what can be done / should be done to change these things if you bring it up as its own topic. However, if you bring these things up as an attempt to override discussions about women, I will not listen to you. If you really care about men's issues, you bring them up at other times, not only when we're discussing women. That's not you caring about men's issues. That's you wanting to talk about women's issues because you want everything to be about men. What do you think about that? I think it's a really, really important discussion.
Yeah.
Especially, not even talking about sexual, it's not talking about like that, even that toxic masculinity and even talking about, for example, suicide rates. That is a discussion that needs to be had on its own.
Yeah.
But you do see a lot of men using, unfortunately, weaponizing those sort of statistics and those arguments.
Yeah.
To counter discussions about women?
Yeah. There's this interesting like thing where it can't, for a lot of people, we can't just be, the attention can't be off them for a second. And I say attention, that seems really pointed, but
the
conversation, like each individual aspect of that needs to be respected in its own way. And it's, I think the word used in that post there was override. That's not on. And I've seen that happen so many times, seen so many men override a conversation about a woman issue, female issue, with their own, oh well, this happens as well.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating because you see the exhaustion in some women's responses to that, just being like, oh, for goodness sake, just like, let me have a time to talk. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
I think that's a really huge message for a lot of men, is just shut up. It's not about you. That's one thing that my friend Alicia says a lot, is it's not about you. I can talk about that another time, but I think that, yeah, it's so important to realise that it's not about us at that point in time. Yes, it's an issue that needs to be addressed as well. But yeah, certainly shouldn't be overriding a conversation with
it. And you find that it also comes like, and the place where I see it the most is when men get defensive, trying to defend their own sense of masculinity or men's situations. Like, for example, if a girl talks about like catcalling.
Mm.
And talking about men calling towards women, I've seen men get defensive.
Yeah.
And feel this weird need to defend men
mm.
by saying, oh, well, men have these issues as well. It's like,
yeah.
sometimes it's important to acknowledge, just to acknowledge
yeah.
that is a thing that happens. And yeah, it's unfortunate they just get defensive. They hear, or even just hearing the terminology toxic masculinity, a lot of men, as mm. we talked about before, get quite defensive at that term.
Yeah.
And immediately move to talk about issues and immediately try to make it about them.
Yeah.
When realistically, we can have these discussions without doing that. Absolutely.
Oh, 100%.
Mm.
100%. Yeah, it's not about us at all.
Mm.
And you know, the top of that post is that, yes, men get assaulted and sexually assaulted and abused. And yeah, absolutely. We're not discounting that happens.
No,
we're discounting that happens for anyone. But yeah, the issue with men is that we sometimes have a tendency to try and make it about us and try and pull the attention away and invalidate other people's experiences. Mm. And that's not on. That is not okay.
Yep.
And yeah, I'm sick of seeing that in circles as well. Like mm. I've seen it a fair bit. And yeah, we need to be better at calling each other out
yep,
for that sort
definitely.
Of stuff.
So. Here we are.
So the tailor to the dressmaker.
Yeah, keep going, keep talking. No. Brody, what's happening on the 22nd of January? Do you know? It's an important day in Australia.
I don't have my big calendar in.
Oh, sorry,
in front
yeah.
of me. 22nd of January. Wait, let me check.
Okay.
That's what, 2 weeks away?
Two weeks away, roughly. Week and a bit.
Oh, I know.
Yeah?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
What?
The mighty Forestfield Hawks are going to be. No?
Are you actually?
Yeah, we're playing cricket.
On that day?
Yeah, it's a Saturday.
Oh my God, mate, that's lame. No, the 22nd...
Oh, let's see what you've got that's so much better.
The 22nd of January this year
yep.
Is when the Triple J Hottest 100 lands. As you know...
Yeah.
You know, as you don't know.
No,
as you
really.
Don't know, they changed it some years ago
mm-hmm.
to no longer be linked to Australia Day.
Yeah, great.
Which, personally, great move. Love it.
Yeah.
And it just happens to fall on the nearest Saturday or a Saturday around that time, so the 22nd. So normally, it's the day after, the day before. But this year, the 22nd of January.
Mm.
And look...
Jan 22, 2022, some say.
22, 2022. That is... Yep, that's what they say. Oh, well done. What do you think about the Hottest 100?
I've never
Why
really
do you
made
Australia?
It. I don't know. Hey. I don't know. I've just never paid that much attention. It was never a thing in my house growing up. So it was like, and then when I left, everyone was like, who's coming to this? And I was like, what? Makes no sense.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And I hate that people post their thing on social
really?
Media. Like, shut up. I don't care.
Okay. Well, here's my standpoint. Here's what I want to talk about. Cause
it's essentially Spotify Wrapped in January.
No, for the whole world, for
yeah.
all of Australia.
Yeah.
Well, look, here's the thing. I'm quite offended by your sentiment there.
Good.
I think the Hottest 100 that day is genuinely my favourite day of the year. More so than Christmas or...
Or my birthday.
Your birthday.
Wow.
Or my own birthday.
Wow.
I love Hottest 100 Day.
Why?
Because, well, here's the thing. It's a beautiful summer day. And I love music. One of my biggest passions in life, one of my biggest things. I listen to music almost all the time.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, there's this day every year where you sit around with friends
yeah.
and you spend the day just listening to music.
Yeah.
And that is just awesome to me. And you listen to the music that everyone loved for the year, and you talk about what's going to be at the top, and you slowly
yeah.
get through this list of...
Surely it's Stay by Justin Bieber and Kid Laroi.
Oh, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Just anyway. But anyway, so...
I'll talk about that in a moment, actually.
If that isn't the best song of last year, then God...
It has to be. Anyway, and you just listen, and you get to find, you know, at least this 10, you know, the top 10 is this incredible list of songs that people have loved for the year, and everyone loves listening to them.
And then you have to listen to 90 other shitbirds.
No, you get to listen. Don't you call them shitbirds. You get to listen. I've got some friends of mine who I'm really hoping make it just into the top 100 at some point. Noah Dylan.
Yeah.
If you are voting for the Hottest 100, vote for Noah Dylan. You've only 3 days left. And you just get to listen to this local music, this international music, music you've never heard before. Your friends get to share their music taste with you.
Yeah.
You have a barbecue, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You enjoy your company of your friends and you listen to music. And that is just the essence of what the holidays are to me.
Yeah.
And I just love that day. If I'd rather if I had to work hottest 100 day to not work, I'm just getting emotional. Not work Christmas, Easter, and New Year's Day. I'd pick hottest 100.
Fair enough.
And I love it, and I love the countdown, and I love the vibe, and I love just hanging out with friends and listening to music.
Here's a reason why I don't like the hottest 100. Because last year, what song came in at number six?
Number six.
I'm all for celebrating local talent and artists and genuinely good music. But what song came in at number six on the hottest 100 last year?
I don't remember exactly the order.
What was number six? By Cardi B.
Yep, that's there.
If that can crack the top 10, being in the top 100.
What song came number two?
Yeah, look, if number two is a good song, that's fine. But the fact that number six is that atrocity.
Look, it's not that right.
That genuine hate letter to music. Then we're in strife.
Okay, well, look. Let me counter argument here. Number two, Booster Seat, Spacey Jane.
Okay, great song.
A beautiful song by some Frio local kids. I say kids, you know, they're the same age as us. It's an awesome song, and they get, you know, number two song in Australia, and the, you know, that is a moment of pride. I think I shed a tear when they came number two, not because I was sad they didn't win.
Yeah.
More so, I was so proud of a local group of legends getting so hard. But I see where you're coming, and look, it's a trade-off. You've got to accept that as it's got more popular over the last decade, a lot more people are voting, and as a result, a lot more of the sort of popular music is what is that?
What are you playing? I was looking at some of the worst songs in the top.
But it's not about the bad songs that make it. It's about listening to the music that defined a year for Australia and for Australian people. And for a lot of people, WAP was up there. Much like this year, a lot of Olivia... I'm not a huge fan of Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, well, that's...
That's another thing. But, you know, she is...
Who hurt her? Seriously. 16.
She's good at what she does. She's a great singer. Eilish. I'm not a huge fan of her, Billie Eilish. And I don't necessarily want her to win. Not because I don't think she deserves it. She's had an incredible year and a lot of people in Australia love her. I would just really love to see the Kid Laroi at number one, personally.
Yeah.
And that is
so just... It's a great song. And look, some of Olivia Rodrigo's songs are pretty good.
Kid Laroi, Australian.
Yeah.
Young guy, made it internationally. It's an awesome song. It's sat at number one in the Australian charts for a long time.
And maybe my thing is that I always thought, without ever looking into it, I always thought that the Hottest 100 was a celebration of Australian artists. And that's why I got really annoyed when...
That's fair enough.
WAP gets in there, or when I think Billie Eilish... Look, good song. Great song.
Totally.
Bad
guy. I agree. Well, unfortunately, it's like a catchment too. It's the more popular the Hottest 100 gets, the more likely it's going to be less Australian artists.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, that's the Australian music scene at the moment, and we have to be okay with that. And hope that as many local artists get into the top 10 as possible. Yeah. So, yeah, please
vote. There's a message from this. Just listen to local artists.
Listen local.
Stop listening to Cardi B. That's the lesson.
You know, they did ban Taylor Swift from the Hottest 100. She's never allowed to enter again.
Why?
I think her fans just went wild in the votings.
Skewed it a little bit.
Skewed it a bit. Had to ban it. Anyway, so vote in the Hottest 100. You've got a few more days. Vote local. Listen local.
Vera. And don't listen to Cardi B.
Don't listen to Cardi B.
Now, Monty, you might have seen
or recalled or even heard
in this episode that we're talking about New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, I remember that.
And actually, we reference back to episode
four. Yep, 6th of Feb.
Which was uploaded on the 6th of Feb, 2021. And at the end of our segment of resolutions, and at the beginning of the following segment, I said, I want to get better at quizzes.
And I said something along the lines of, wow, probably.
You said, wow.
And that was back when we didn't have
cool sound.
Back when we didn't have cool sound effects to transition. And that was how you transitioned. You said, oh, yeah, New Year's resolutions are all about getting better at things. One thing I want to get better at.
One of the greats. One of the great transitions of all time. Back before
we... It was quite funny listening to that, knowing... It's one of the very few things, for some reason, that's stuck in the podcast, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know how it keeps making its way back, but it does. Now, I feel like we should review.
We should.
Where we're at. We've had a couple of...
You know what we should do next episode? Is go back
you and should do let that. Me talk is what you should do. No, anyway, you were saying?
Mate, this is a dialogue.
Sorry.
We should go back and do that first one we did. See if we remember
any answers. Oh, we should. I could find it pretty quickly, I reckon. But I'm not going to.
No, we'll do it later.
We'll do it another time. Here we are with our friends once again at the Sydney Morning Herald. Because I'm fairly certain the West Australian doesn't do this.
No.
I haven't actually checked.
Speaking with confidence about something you know nothing about, that's the way to do it. Yeah.
Better not burn any bridges with the West Australian just yet. But anyway, here we go. We've got...
have a bridge in the first place.
Ah,
to burn it. Anyway,
We've got the super quiz for Friday the 14th of January 2022. Our first quiz of the year. Are you ready?
I'm very ready.
Can't remember how many questions we did.
Just a reminder that at some point we will actually go and do a quiz night and see whether our knowledge has been working out for us or not. I have a prediction.
I feel like someone went to a quiz night recently and named their team the Good Always Podcast. I don't know if I'm making that story up or if someone,
it'll be us soon.
And they won like best. Anyway, I reckon I'm embellishing a little bit. But anyway, here we go. Monty.
Yes.
We work together. But anyway, which large mammal is the animal emblem of the Northern Territory?
Ah, so which mammal?
Which mammal?
Mammal.
Mammal.
That's a great question. Do you know this one?
No.
The first thing I think of is kangaroo.
Wow.
But it seems too easy, doesn't it?
Does sound too easy. Kangaroo?
Yeah, a wallaby? I don't know.
Okay.
What do you think?
I was going to say like a wombat.
All right, let's do wombat. Yeah, you know what? That sounds about right to me.
All right.
Lock it in.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't hear the answer straight away, do we? Forget about that.
No, you got to build suspense.
Sorry.
That's how you build an audience. Oh, come on. True or false?
False.
I know exactly what you're going to do here. But false? You going to lock it in?
Yep.
Indian ink was invented in India. You've said false.
I did say false. I don't think it is false. Why would they put that question there if it wasn't false? You know what I mean?
Well, what if it's like...
It's like saying English
muffins.
Breakfast tea was invented in England.
True.
But why would you include that as a question? Because it's just in the name. That's why I think it has to be false.
But maybe that's why they did it.
So, do you reckon that Sydney Morning Herald's that? So they're trying to trick us?
Hey, don't. All right.
Sorry.
We'll lock in false, but... Just
all right.
Cool. All right.
What do you think I was going to say? Something racist?
Yes.
Something vaguely racially insensitive? You know I would never.
Yes, you would.
You want to call your mum and ask?
There it is. Anyway, which Australian electronic music duo share their name with a 1987 film directed by Steven Spielberg?
Australian electronic duo.
Yeah.
Any idea?
Nope.
First thing I think about is Fisher for some reason. Are they a duo?
That's one person. Fisher.
He's one person.
He's a dude.
Is he Australian?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. Who else is an Australian duo? Besides us. I don't know if any other Australian duos now I think about it. Australian tech duo?
Well, I thought, you know, I love music. I listen to music all the time. Here you go. Your time to shine.
Say the question again.
Which Australian electronic music duo share their name with a 1987 film directed by Steven Spielberg?
I've got no idea. What's the... Sorry? What year?
1987.
87?
As I've said three times now.
Kicking on 1987. For a while, hasn't he? I was going to say Saving Private Ryan, but I guess that's very...
That's fucking Saving Private Ryan.
I think that's 1997. Anyway.
Is that directed by Steven Spielberg?
Sure.
It is now. All right, back to you big music-loving nerd.
Titanic.
Is
that 87? Is that Spielberg?
I don't know.
Is there a duo called Titanic?
Both of those are right up your alley. Movies and
Titanic.
Music.
I don't know anything about movies. Do Titanic.
Weren't you like drama captain?
Yeah, sorry, I wasn't movie captain. Weren't you percussion captain?
Yeah.
Yeah, shouldn't you know everything about music then?
No.
By your logic?
Just about drums. I don't play the electronic. Oh, I did have an electronic drum kit, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. Anyway, back to music for you. Which song begins Out on the wily windy moors, we'd roll and fall in green.
Jesus, sounds like a 1600s sea shanty to me.
Yep.
Sweet, sweet ocean, my fair lady. It's the sea shanty.
My fair lady. I don't think.
1543. What? Do you want to write down the date it was released?
No, it's I don't.
You know, spot on there. What about you, percussive captain? What's your name?
Hey?
Persuasive cap, percussion. Anyway,
I don't know.
Who cares? No one cares.
Oh, excuse me.
How many more? How many we've done? Is that four?
Yeah.
Okay. So far, I'm not confident.
No. What does the word coup mean in the phrases coup d'état and coup de glace?
I don't actually know what the direct... What the just the specific? I don't know.
Aren't you an English teacher?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, mate. I know what a coup d'état is, but I'm not quite sure.
It?
You know, like a coup, like a military coup d'état. It's like a undermining of authority. So, I'm gonna say undermine or it's not undermining. It's like a replacement through nefarious means. So let's say
replace. Okay. Five questions done. I reckon we're on zip. If oysters wrapped in bacon are called angels on horseback, prunes wrapped in bacon are what?
Prunes wrapped in bacon.
That's a messy job.
What's pigs in a blanket? Is that that's sausages and bacon or something? Yeah. Isn't it? What? Devils. It's got to be devil something, right? What? The devil's the bacon.
Is it?
And the horseback. Or do you reckon it's the other way around?
It can't be devils. Because oysters wrapped in bacon are angels on horseback.
Yeah, I reckon it's devils. Devils on horseback. Lock it in.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon that's spot on. I reckon I've nailed it there.
I don't think you have. This doesn't even make sense. Rearrange daily to find a tattooed lady.
What? Sorry, say that again.
Rearrange daily to find a tattooed lady. I think you've...
Like an anagram?
Yeah, maybe.
How? What? Who's a tattooed lady? It's just a lady with an eye. Right?
Sure, yeah.
Eye lady.
Eye lady.
What?
Apples. Apples. An apple product.
I can see your mind thinking up the connection there, that, what that joke would be. And you just landed on Apple.
No, well, I realised that. Product. I realised that I have to make sure we don't tick explicit at the end.
The old eye lady, yep.
We have what, three more questions?
Apple's version of a prostitute.
Oh, you said it anyway. Oh, Jesus.
Moving on, our next question.
Only
is,
what do we have? Three.
Last one.
Last one. Yeah, Jesus, this wraps up quick.
Yeah, seriously. Right. Which term is used in nuclear physics for the time required for a quantity to reduce to half of its initial value? Half-life.
Half-life.
Yeah, I think we've got one. I'm pretty sure eye lady is correct. So.
I don't know what lady eye. Delay.
Well, typing into my notes, eye lady, does not come up. It's got a red line underneath, so I don't think that's the right thing.
Well... I don't know what else it could mean without looking at it. All right, let's go.
Here we go.
See how many we got. Was that eight questions we did answer?
Eight. Yes.
Okay, so we're looking for four right here.
Four would be good.
Easy.
Which large mammal is the...
Oh, I said large mammal?
Yeah.
You just said mammal.
Yeah, I did. I think it's changed.
Oh, so it's not a wombat then, is it?
You can change your answer if you like.
Kangaroo.
Okay.
Or wallaby. What do you think?
I don't know.
Kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
Because wombats are not notoriously large, are they?
No. After I was like, hang on a second. Which large mammal is the animal emblem of the Northern Territory? You said, kangaroo.
Yep.
The correct answer, the red kangaroo.
Oh.
A late game change.
Wombat idiot. Wombat suck.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's great. Anyway,
true or false? We're one from one so far.
That's
true
awesome.
Or false? Indian ink was invented in India. You, before I even read out the statement, said false.
And I stand by that.
You stand by it?
Yeah.
That's good because it was invented in China.
Oh, yes. Jeez, you keep coming. Oh, you said this. You said this. Well, he's got 2 out of 2, mate.
Yeah, what I'm making sure that you realise that you are getting credit.
Thank you. Sure, mate.
You're welcome. Just say thank you and nothing else.
Give him a hug.
No.
Oh, this is very really going down here, isn't it?
Which Australian electronic music duo share their name with a 1987 film directed by Steven Spielberg? We said.
I think we landed on Titanic.
We landed on Titanic. The correct answer: Empire of the Sun.
Oh. I would never have got that. Is that a Steven Spielberg movie? Titanic was pretty bloody close. Is that even Steven Spielberg?
I don't know.
It has to be.
Could
might,
be.
Might not be.
Sure.
All right.
I thought it was Baz Luhrmann.
Definitely wasn't Baz Luhrmann, mate. So we're 2 for 3.
2 from 3. And I think it really falls down.
No, I think this is where our strongest work comes.
Because the next question was, which song begins "Out on the Wild and Windy Moors" with "Roll and Fall and Green"?
Mm.
And you said "Sweet Ocean, My Fair Lady," released in 1543.
Correct. Yep.
The correct answer: "Wuthering Heights" by Kate Bush.
I haven't heard that sea shanty before.
Neither have I. And I couldn't tell you what year it was released in either.
Probably, I was probably right there. Maybe give us half a point.
Nope. No. No, I will not.
Okay.
What does the word coup mean in the phrases coup d'etat and coup de grace? You said...
I said replace.
Replace.
Oh, no.
The correct answer, according to the Sydney Morning Herald,
yep.
Blow or stroke. A couple of children recording this podcast by the sounds of it. Anyway, we move on pretty quickly. If oysters wrapped in bacon are called angels on horseback, prunes wrapped in bacon are called...
with this, honestly.
You said devils in horseback. Yeah. The correct answer, devils in horseback.
Well, the way the question's phrased makes it sound like it's going to be the opposite. Jeez.
So we've got 4 from 7 so far.
We've got 4?
We've got 4.
What was it? I thought we only had 3. Kangaroo.
Kangaroo. False.
Ah, yeah. What else was there? What was the third question?
Wait, what did I do there? One? Oh, sorry. I marked Empire of the Sun.
Yeah.
Right. That is incorrect.
So we're 3 from...
3 from 7.
Excuse. We have to get this last one right?
We've got 2 more.
Okay, good. Wow.
We rearranged daily to find a tattooed lady.
Yeah, I forgot about this one. What is it?
It's not eye lady. I can tell you that.
Don't read it again. Just make sure it's my lady.
Definitely. Okay, we could rearrange this answer to get eye lady.
Okay.
Is that what you want? But it's Lydia, as celebrated by Groucho Marx in the song "Lydia the Tattooed Lady." So much for you being a music lover.
Groucho Marx.
I don't know who the hell that is.
Isn't he the guy that, like the, you know, the fake moustache and glasses?
What?
There you go.
Karl Marx. Of Oscar the Grouch. Now, final question. Which term is used in nuclear physics for the time
chance.
Required for a quantity to reduce to half of its initial value? We said half-life.
And it
to
is?
Get 50% in its half-life.
Wow. I hate to say it. I do feel like I carried the team here.
I got half-life.
I think I said it at the same time as you.
And I said wombat. Notoriously
wrong.
Notoriously wrong.
That's not bad. That is a tough quiz.
It's very tough.
I actually have confidence that we would do okay in a quiz night.
Yeah.
We need some support on the music front by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
And we'll
need someone to pay attention and hold us one.
Need someone to listen into the sea shanties that make their appearance there.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that was good fun.
Well, here's my homework for next time. I'm going to find that quiz from Feb 6.
And my homework is I'm going to find a quiz for us, like an actual quiz night.
Yeah. Do you reckon there's a quiz night that would allow us to take the microphones? Record while we're there?
I reckon. Yeah.
Surely not.
What if we just get like lapel mics? Just do it.
Oh, yeah.
Casually.
Yeah. Yeah. Undercover.
Don't tell anyone. All right. Well,
Great. That's
been another episode of the Good Always podcast. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram. If you want to be involved in the show, send us an email at goodalwayspodcast@outlook.com. Mm. Otherwise, Brody, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for inviting me over. To do it. You didn't invite me. You said, hey, let's podcast on this day.
All right.
And then you changed the time 3 times as well. So.
You changed, I'm sure. No. We'll talk about this.
All right. Follow us on. Oh, yeah. We're also on TikTok.
Oh, TikTok.
We launched our TikTok.
Have you got anything on TikTok yet?
TikTok.
Do you have any
We have one video.
TikToks?
We have one video on TikTok.
What is it?
It essentially tells you to... It's kind of null and void now, but if
oh,
you...
Oh, is that weird, that dude talking?
That weird dude.
Voice
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah, to pay a little bit to get him on there, but... essentially, if you started listening to the Good Always podcast on the 31st of December at 3 o'clock... Hell no.